Welcome to the Occupational Safety Leadership Podcast, episode number 133. So, in today's episode, we're going to continue the journey on hazard identification. And with this technique, I struggled to give it a name because I never had a name. I just went and found somebody and said, let's go look at this equipment. And we did it. So I think the best name that I can come up with is Employee Equipment Inspection. Let's just dive right in. So as we continue on, anyone who's listened to the podcast knows that employees are the greatest source of identifying hazards. And in this technique, I try to be as proactive as I can. In a truly proactive sense, you're part of the purchasing of the equipment. And you see all the specs and manuals and pictures. You can look at it run up front. I know that's not always the case, of course. And many times something is bought, it shows up, and they then say, now let's figure out anything that has to be fixed on this thing. So that's kind of the background of this. We're trying to be as proactive as we can, but something has already been bought, and here it is. It shows up then. So in this technique, I go get a employee from a totally different department who was not familiar with the equipment. So it would be somebody from, let's just say for the sake of argument, from facilities, from maintenance. It could be another operator on another line someplace, just somebody else who was not familiar with the operation that we're going to do. I have found that it gives a different perspective. So as safety professionals, we're very focused on, we see the hazard and, you know, dot, 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 we're going to do this. When you get a different perspective, there's a lot of times when somebody will say, if I have to go in and lubricate this flywheel, you know, every, you know, insert whatever the time period or something, why don't we look at doing it this way? You know, so things that I hadn't thought of from a safety standpoint, because to me, you know, it's got a guard, it's good and all that kind of stuff. Then other people will say things like, how can we still achieve the goal and have the guard in place so the guard is not removed? I mean, right? So how do we really do this then? So I found a lot of fantastic solutions by sitting down and just getting a totally different perspective from somebody. Many times we get kind of lulled into, that's just how things are. We get kind of used to things. So that different perspective is really great then. So, and I just basically find a person and I say, I want you to help me find the hazards and the solutions in this piece of equipment. And like all things, you document everything that you find, and you got to go back and follow up, because there's going to be things that maybe it sounds good when you first went through it, but when you do the research and you look at what's there, it may not be that realistic fix. So one of the worst things that you could do is ask somebody for help, go through the time and effort, never follow up, never implement the things, because now what they're saying is what you did is really waste my time. So follow up is super critical, not just in this, but in just about anything that we do as a safety professional. And that is it for today's episode. So this was episode number 133. We continued our journey in hazard identification, and it's called the Employee Equipment Inspection. Obviously, call it anything that you want. I never had a name for it. I just did it. And now that I'm trying to help to tell folks about things that worked pretty good for me, I won't always say it's perfect. This one works out great. Lots of different perspectives really help you out to. I know that we like to think that we think outside the box, but when you get that different perspective, that really helps. Thank you, everyone, for joining me today. My name is Dr. David Ayers. Thank you, and have a safe day.